You're listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon, where Ray shares tips and strategies for how to become a top earner in your company. Let's get into the episode.
The power of events. So you've heard it. Especially if you're in network marketing, you've heard attend events, attend events, attend events, right? You've heard it. And, you know, it's just so true. And a lot of people, they'll use, and I talked about this on my speech on, you know, during my speech on Sunday, but a lot of people will use their why not to's, that people that they'll use all the reasons why they won't do something, whereas they should be using those exact same reasons as why they should. So if someone says, you know, oh, I don't have the money to attend an event, that's almost like, man, you know, as a grown adult, you don't have the money to attend an event. Maybe it's time for you to get to an event so you could possibly change that. If you're saying that, you know, I just don't have a team yet, so it really doesn't make sense for me to go to the event. Well, maybe there's some breakthroughs that'll happen at an event that will help you get a team. See, it's you know, a lot of people, they'll use their, you know, why they don't go to something as really it should be why they should. Like, oh my God, I don't have a team and I don't have money. Man, I gotta get there. And so I highly, highly encourage you, get to your events. And I'll tell you, you know, I've been to a lot of events, and you know, some events, I'm gonna close my garage here, the landscapers out there. I'm actually not driving today. It's just so easy. I got my phone set up in my car, so I just figured I'd jump in my car. It may get dark though. It may get dark. Let me flip a creepy light on. No, it's okay. You can see me, right? So actually it's a little dark. How's that? All right. But you know, it's something that every event I go to, I always get something out of it. So I'll share with you what I got out of this past event. There was a gentleman there, Dr. Joe Dispenza, and he did this great meditation, and it was really, really powerful, and it really, really helped me. And it helped me in a couple different categories. And I'll tell you, since I did that, there has been a new train of thought in my head. And just of worthiness, just of that I'm worthy for excellence in all areas of my life and to strive for that. You know, there are definitely areas in my life where I feel like, you know, I excel and I do well. And there are other areas where I, you know, I haven't done so well. And so just to know what I got out of that in focusing on where I want to go in space, focus, some of you'll get that, but focusing on where I want to go, that I can strive for excellence in all areas of my life, and I should, and I'm worthy of pursuing excellence in all areas of my life. And whatever that means to you, you know, that's probably, you know, maybe a little different than me. If you're someone that says, I'm already motivated, I don't need to go to events, well, I would ask you to look at your results. You see, your results dictate how motivated you really are, okay? It's not your words. I mean, shit, every entrepreneur I run into is, if I judge them by their words, they're the most motivated person I've ever met. They're freaking fired up. They're ready to tear this mother down, right? But you're not, your results don't indicate your words. Your results are your results. Okay, so you know if you're motivated or not by looking at your results. If you're killing it, if you're crushing it, if your relationships are awesome, if your bank account's awesome, if money's flowing in, if leads are flowing in, if you're just on top of the world, people asking you for interviews and whatever it is, you know, and that, not that that's the only version of success, but there's a lot of versions of success. But, you know, in your situation, if you look at the results you want in your life, whatever those are, no judgment, and you have them and they're happening for you, then you're probably motivated. If you're lacking results in all kinds of different areas in your life, then I would question your motivation. I would question the ability for you to skip out on an event. I would say you might want to get there. And again, this is true of people at all levels. I mean, you know, I went to this event and I think, you know, probably one of the more profitable marketers in the room there, but I still walked away with a big takeaway. I walked away with something that, you know, help me. One of the other things that I did was, he had you, Dr. Joe Dispenza, he had you focus on what are some major goals you have in your life. And I did that. And I actually came up with some things very important to me and very powerful that got me excited that I had never thought of, that I'd never really thought of before. And, you know, when I was in years ago and far away, when I was in Taekwondo, if I had this really cool ability that if I had a target, I could hit it almost every time. So back when I was like 12 years old, I remember the master and another guy would stand on a folding chair and hold a target as high as they could, and I could jump up and split kick the two targets, right? But if you asked me to kick high, or you asked me to do the split kicks, back then, guys, I don't think I can pull that off right now. It'd take me a little bit. But if I was asked back then, okay, I demonstrated that I could do it, but if I was asked to do it without those targets there, I couldn't do it. It looked like crap. And I just couldn't, I couldn't kick high, and I certainly couldn't do the split kick. And so the importance of you constantly coming up with new areas, new goals, and new places that you wanna head toward are very powerful. I came up with two really, really powerful ones that I'd never come up with before. And you know, now when you have those targets, if you're someone of action, if you're someone of like an implementer, then you know, then you now start operating from a different set of programming language. I now have programming language that has me in pursuit of two really, really big goals. Actually, technically four, but two that really, really stand out. And so events really change your life. And you know, for those of you who were in Austin at Live the Dream 7, I was on stage for 45 minutes. A lot of people told me that it helped them. They had a breakthrough. I had a lot of people say they cried. I'm certainly not trying to make everyone cry. I'm just trying to move you. I'm trying to move people into a new set of actions and a new way of understanding, that they're important, that they have greatness in them, that they can impact the world. And, if you liked that 45 minutes with me on stage, then you might consider coming to our event. We have an event next month in September. It's 3 days. I have some amazing speakers, several million-dollar plus a year earners, several just unbelievable rock stars at recruiting, and it's called the Prospecting and Recruiting Summit. And if you if you'd like to learn more, head over to rayhigdon.com/September. Whether you can make it or whether you can't, I look forward to serving those who can make it. And I do encourage you, whether you can make that event or you can't, get to events. Either get to your company events or get to some of the maybe deeper training events such as we put on, or MLSP, or other companies. And anyway, that's kind of the message. Get to events no matter where you are in your career. It is important. I can tell you that, you know, not my buddy Jake said this years and years ago, and it always stood with me, but not every person that attends an event will go on to make $100,000 a year. But in any network marketing company, there's hardly ever anyone that makes over $100,000 a year that doesn't go to events.
Thank you for listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon. And be sure to head over to rayhigdon.com/profits to download your free audio where Ray shares his 29 sources of network marketing leads. Tune in next time for more tips and strategies on how to become a top earner in your company.